There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
The biggest Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The injury to Mike Dunleavy could force the Bulls forward to be out until after the All-Star break.
Obviously, when you're not out there, you want to come out and try and help as much as you can. So it's tough to watch, but you try and be as supportive as you can. And, we got plenty of guys that are capable and, get this thing going.
Dunleavy is going to miss his 17th straight game tonight. The Bulls will play in Houston. For the Rockets, Dwight Howard to miss up to 4 weeks because of knee problems. Blackhawks are off until Friday after they were shut out in Minnesota last night. They will play the Jets next. Today, the Hawks reassigned forward Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. The White Sox with a move this afternoon, acquiring pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He is the player to be named later in last year's trade of Gordon Beckham to L.A., the team also officially releasing Dion Vicieto. The demolition of 55-year-old Candlestick Park has begun in San Francisco. The former home of the Giants and 49ers should be completely leveled by April. It'll be replaced by a retail and housing complex. Former Michigan coach Brady Hoke says he will not be joining Brian Kelly's staff at Notre Dame, despite reports to the contrary. And it is National Signing Day in college football. And in case you're wondering, Cordell Brodus, the son of Snoop Dogg, has chosen UCLA. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011. We'll send you a message right back confirming we've received it. Message and data rates do apply. 670 weather. Snow tapering off by this evening. Clear overnight. Low of 3 degrees. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high of 19. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boers and Bernstein at it again. Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The Bulls have a real problem in these Cleveland Cavaliers.
That appear pretty damn good, don't they?
They look pretty damn good.
Yeah. Love is getting closer to being Kevin Love.
It's not just that. It's the stuff that LeBron James is saying. He's starting to say, yeah, we've won 11 in a row, but we haven't accomplished anything yet.
Losing in on the mighty, mighty Bull. I'll tell you that. Closing in. It's not like they're peaking too late or anything. I think they're probably getting it together maybe a little bit early, but, when they find it, when those three guys can really coexist and find it, and they've made enough acquisitions, including the dopey ones, that kind of helped them. I don't think LeBron tolerates knuckleheads. I agree that you acquired knuckleheads.
It's a little frightening.
It's like the guys would come in and play with Jordan. It was like, you would go, oh, I don't like that guy very much. Or what? Yeah, but you know what? When he's there,
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
There was some goofball from Frisco and kept sending out these tweets that even if Brady won his fourth, he wasn't as good as Montana because he lost two. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is the logic in that? So he's not as good because he got the two more than Montana, won the same number? I don't know who else you could anoint. To me, when we get to the best, there's always going to be credible arguments for several players. And so, I don't know if Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, but by anything you want to measure it by, whether it's passing statistics, whether it's durability, now championships, I don't know how you argue anybody's better.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I drowned in the tub. I was hit by a TV. I was thrown off a cliff. Backdoored.
Dan Bernstein.
Your kids got the heebie-jeebies.
I just got away.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. Spreading that ideology for a long damn time now on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the reaction rolling in right here, first to that one call from Antioch.
Yeah.
Kevin in Rogers Park says, I love how that guy said, learning to imitate.
That's
and not understand how that's insulting.
That's what he said.
Hey, I'm going to imitate a culture and create a fictional character to do so. It's a compliment to your heritage. Here's a tip to the morons. If you are learning to imitate a culture different than your own, you're doing something offensive, and people will call you a racist. And then regarding Giggles the Clown, this is Steve who says, hell, I'd blame the media, too, if I were a mouth-breathing troglodyte. And Dave Dravecki's, or the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm, says, I shuddered when I heard that. It sounded like a bully high school football coach. Yeah. That attitude will draw three-star players tops. Parents aren't going to put their kids into the hands of a meatball bully. Tim, it's all about tone. The reason you aren't drawing top-tier Illinois players is because you're a loud bully, not because of the media, not because of where you are. You can draw players, start winning with less, based on an intelligent plan. As it is, you come off as a dumb galoot when you go into the insular us-against-them talk. Giggle away, but the truth is you're a Mac DC who got a break. You haven't broken 500. Shut up. Get to work.
Yeah, and you also haven't exactly ignited Illini Nation. You haven't brought them streaming back to catch a football game.
And Champagne Al says he doesn't think he's coaching an SEC school. He thinks he's coaching at a Sun Belt school. You think Jim Harbaugh or Urban Meyer expect the media to protect their programs? No, I don't think they really worry about it.
I don't think they care. No.
I can say that our academic standards have gone skyrocket.
Obviously.
What? What?
Skyrocket.
Yeah, they've gone skyrocket.
Our academic standards have gone skyrocket. You could say it, but you'd sound like a dope. I would advise against saying your academic standards have gone skyrocket.
Yeah. Well,
oh boy.
That's my guy. He's just out there. You can't reel him in. And then the chief is great. And I mean, everything that, boy, this is not encouraging for the U of I.
Not a good day so far.
No.
Rick is on the score. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just had a quick comment on the National Signing Day, and I am a rabid college football fan, but I hate signing day. We're exploiting these 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids. They're having press conferences. They end up looking like fools. And who looks even more foolish is their helicopter parents behind them, who look like they're wanting to cash in on an NFL contract before this kid has even played a down in college. Just wondering what you guys thought
about
that.
Those parents are all over, Rick.
Yep.
Parents are everywhere. That's not just football. Every sport. Everybody who is associated with, has to deal with parents feel, every parent feels that way. I mean, they all hover and act stupid. And I mean, it's not just football. It's not blame football for this.
Believe me, I see it all the time.
Blame football.
When I take my kid, especially to the winter baseball practice facility where he and his team work out, that there are kids who are, I saw one kid who was 12. He's a terrific player. He's 12 years old. And the dad was in there just, I mean, really getting after him. And I know what they're thinking. I know all the stuff and talking to some of the coaches at this academy. And I said, well, you know, how good is he really going to be? And a lot of them say, well, he could probably get a scholarship. And then
what does he do? Infield. What is he?
Infielder.
Midfield. Okay.
Looks like middle infield, probably not middle infield prospects. I mean, kid's 12, so it's
her
hard to
dad's
tell.
A little.
But that's. It's a lot of them. I see a lot of them. And it's just the grinding on these kids. It's like, how can it be fun?
Yeah, I know.
How can they enjoy what they're doing?
It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And that's not, it's all sports. It's anything they're in.
Yeah, football's worse, though, because it's so much worse for you. I always feel bad when kids are being pushed through football because of what we know it's doing to them. That's why football signing day especially is irksome. And the fact is, basketball... You know already who the NBA guys are at this point, because it only takes a year before you get that deal. You know, like when Cliff Alexander signs, when Jahlil Okafor signs, there really isn't any question.
Well, there's no doubt. No question at all. Not a single doubt.
Football, there's a ton of doubt.
This city's had a good run of really, really good players, man.
You better believe it.
This city is, you know, after what I thought a lot of kind of, not bad, but not like this. Now you're top tier. You're top shelf here. So, I don't think you have it this year. You got the kid from Stevenson. Hey, that's Brunson? That's an NBA guy, yeah.
Yeah, but he's 6'2".
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Okay. I'm never sure with a guy who's 6'2". Yeah, sometimes you get those guys, and he ends up being, you know, Rodney Monroe, or he ends up being Randolph Childress or something. You get a guy who... Or Salim Stoudemire, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are even terrific college scorers who just, nah, not right. It didn't work. There are plenty of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny because I don't know what kind of pressure they get. I haven't been around them enough to know, but I know that it's just gotten steadily worse over the years. And I mean, you know, when you see people punching each other after football games and basketball games and soccer games and all, I mean, parents I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about parents. I mean, we should all be ashamed. I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
In Mattoon is on the score.
Oh, Mattoon. Mattoon.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Go ahead, Mattoon.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in. Terry, you covered Illinois for a few years.
I did. Mm-hmm.
My thought was growing up just south of Champaign, the only way Illinois sports would be any good was to establish a pipeline of athletes from Chicago. And you seem to say that people in Champaign detest Chicago athletes. Maybe I'm just different than the other corn shuckers around here, but...
Be careful with that. That's a tough word. Well, I can't say that.
I'm in my process of moving back to Chicago, so...
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, in reality, in the truth of the matter, history suggests quite different about football. I mean, it's never – there's a rise here and there within Illinois football. I think Ron Turner had a Rose Bowl year or whatever it was, or Sugar Bowl, and then the kid was staying in the end zone catching passes and touchdown passes all night long for LSU. I mean, a little bit. Mike White had a Rose Bowl team. But it's not – it's a basketball school. It's absolutely a basketball school. And all these kids we're just talking about. Dan, you're just talking about them now. These terrific players from Chicago. Not a sniff at Illinois. Not a sniff. Calipari's here.
I think if you're...
Krzyzewski's here.
And if you're a real program, it doesn't. You can get them from anywhere around the world. If I just bring the best of the best.
Yeah, it is important. Now, you know, I don't know about football because, I don't... You know, when I covered Illinois football, I just sort of had fun with it because it was bad for the most part, and just gave it to them. Not you know, but basketball should be better. I mean, I don't think you can be where they've been with this basketball team in this state. It's just you have to do something. You have to figure this out. You can't be this bad. Maybe not mediocre. We you can be better. We've seen them rise to national championship level. And where are they rising to now?
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, they've had a bunch of injuries. I can't tell you with this team. But then, you know, the basketball thing's a different story. But this is football signing day, mister.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm just saying that
what does Illinois football mean to you? It's on you. Tim Beckman put it on you.
I'm sorry.
He put it on you. I mean, what coach does that? What coach? It's one thing when you're talking to your wife.
Yep.
It's one thing
if you're your wife about this.
Right.
Yeah,
it's one thing if you're with your assistant coaches over a couple of beers and you're watching film like, damn, why can't they say nice things about all? You know, we got to fight this uphill battle because everybody's always ragging on us and nobody wants to give us a benefit of the doubt. All those jerks in Chicago make fun of us. Guilty. I get that. Coaches, they do that all the time, but they don't stand there in front of the media at your signing day press conference and go in and say, I'm putting it on you. What are people reading that you're right? Are you kidding?
I think that, you know, even though only a miracle is going to save him, but I don't want to start my last year on the job or any year on the job, really, with that. When you're already under the microscope, you're already a guy that is kind of proven to be a nothing, and then you sort of add to it on a day when, I don't know, if I'm the AD, what do you think Mike Thomas is thinking? Idiot.
Well, hey, you hired him in a panic.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't get the guy you wanted. You struck out. You whiffed.
And then it turns out that the reason his previous team was good wasn't because of him.
Correct.
That's what you learned afterward. You hired the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Even from that school. You didn't hire the guy that was actually making the team good.
See, I can't, even though I understand it's signing day, it's very difficult to work yourself into a lather over Illinois football. I don't know why anybody would.
The only time we end up talking about him is when he's given us comedy gold.
Right. Comedy bits.
Your academic standards have gone skyrocket. Seriously, I mean, that's great. That's like, it's him and it's Jim Tomsula. Those are our two favorite coaches right now.
Oh, I'm waiting for that. Oh, man.
We got to have a microphone on him 24/7.
Hey, you know what? Isn't that one of the things that when you're out at a Super Bowl that coach of the home team kind of
he'll be fired by then.
You don't think he'll make it?
No. No. I think by the time we get there, the Niners will be looking for another coach.
Because that's what they do, you know. They come by. They bring their coach by. I'd like to talk to him.
What do you think? Don't you think that by the time we get there, he'll be gone?
Well, I don't think they're going to be very good because I think he's an idiot. But I saw his plans for Colin Kaepernick.
So
I'm going to give him a little more latitude. Let him go. Good luck with that. But I want him to come wandering down press row.
Well, he might. He just might not be the coach of the 49ers.
He was still wearing the jacket.
He's allowed to wander around there if he's credentialed.
He's not flying.
It's fine.
Logically, I'd say one and done.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. 3 o'clock, Ben Gulliver's going to join us. We got second half. We've got Hub at 5 taking your calls on the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Bors and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended without pay for at least a year for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy, and it does not sound as if the Browns want anything to do with him going forward. GM Ray Farmer said, quote, "As we have conveyed, we are disappointed to once again be at this point with Josh. Throughout his career, we have tried to assist him in getting the support like we would any member of our organization. Unfortunately, our efforts have not resonated with him," end quote. In other words, it's football or the party. You can't do both, and you made the wrong choice again. If he can stay in his shoes for the better part of 1 year and do all the right things, trust me, somebody will give him another shot. If not, then maybe he really has played his last down in the NFL, and if that's the case, that will go down as the worst waste of talent ever. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids.
donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and guitarcenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit guitarcenter.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.